Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the jerk for not allowing my daughter to spend Christmas with me and my new family? I am a 46-year-old mother of a 24-year-old woman from my first marriage and 12 and 10-year-old boys from my second marriage. When I was married to my first husband, he was unemployed almost all our marriage. We lived in his house that his father owned. His father paid our bills, he bought us the car we drove, he sent my husband money to take care of our family, etc. I was young, stupid, and in love. That is my only excuse for living like that. When my daughter turned 5, I started pushing my husband to work, and I myself got a job. He didn't want to. Things escalated and ended up in us getting divorced. He got full custody while I got visitations every other Saturday. His dad hired a good lawyer. I couldn't do that. I also had to pay child support. I used to work a full-time and 2 part-time jobs to afford my 1-bedroom apartment, as well as the child support payments. A year after our divorce, my ex married a new woman. There was a lot of child alienation from them, and sadly, I couldn't afford to take them to court again. By the time my daughter turned 14, she was calling me by name and calling her stepmom, Mum. I tried my best to hold on to my kid. I went to all the events I could go to. I planned fun days with the limited funds I had. Even when I couldn't afford to turn on the heat, I still made sure to get her a Christmas gift. Sadly, by the time she turned 16, she no longer wanted to have anything to do with me. I took them to court, but they did nothing. And the last time I saw her, she said some very awful things to me. I was defeated, but I decided that I no longer had a daughter, since that is literally what she wanted. I moved away, met a good man, married him, and had 2 wonderful kids. Last year, my daughter reached out. She was sorry. She said that she wanted to reconnect. I was hesitant and resentful, but I still talk with her once a week. Suddenly, she asked if she could spend Christmas with us. She wanted to get to know her brothers. I told her that we were not at a stage where I could allow that. It got heated, but I told her that I could not trust her with my kids and that I was still not 100% sure that I wanted our relationship to become more. She says that I'm a jerk, that I'm punishing her for things she had no control over, that I know what she told me and how she reacted to me was a direct result of her father's manipulation. So, am I the jerk? Well, never have I agreed with someone more than I agree with your daughter right now. She says you're the jerk for punishing her for things she had no control over. And yeah, I completely agree with her. It's very clear to me anyway that the way she acted throughout all those years, you know, alienating you, telling you that she wanted nothing to do with you, is directly because of her father, your ex-husband. That's clear to see. I just think it's harsh to punish a literal child, someone that, you know, was thinking those things when they were 14, 16, even younger, just because of your ex, and now they've realized that that is the reason and you're still punishing them for that. Yeah, I think it's time to just forget the past and try and make a new relationship with your daughter. Am I the jerk for throwing away the expensive whiskey my brother got me for my 40th? I am a 40-year-old man and I just turned 40 last week. I'm divorced and have 2 teenage kids with my ex-wife, a 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl. My whole family came to mine and my girlfriend's apartment last Saturday for my birthday party. My parents, some aunts and uncles, some cousins, my 3 brothers with their families, my 2 kids, and my girlfriend's 15-year-old son who lives with us. I am a recovered alcoholic. I've been sober for 6 years now. Alcohol absolutely ruined my life. It destroyed my marriage and nuked my relationship with my kids for years. I don't allow alcohol in my home now for anyone. It just isn't served or tolerated here. My entire family knows this very well, as they know my entire history with alcohol. For my 40th, my brother bought me a very expensive bottle of whiskey. It had writing on it, a very heavy bottle and very old whiskey, so it probably cost him a couple $100. When he gave me that bottle, I was shocked and said, "I don't drink, but thanks for the gift." He then opened the bottle and started pouring shots in plastic cups for everyone. My daughter had a panic attack at the smell of the alcohol, which I'm painfully aware is my fault and I will never forgive myself for it. So I told my brother to take the alcohol out on the balcony and just leave it there. He though wouldn't do it and took a shot of the whiskey. I told him to seriously stop it and he proceeded to pour the whiskey. He then said I'm acting like a sober saint now when I ruined everyone's birthdays for years with my drinking. I told him to come to the hallway with me and talk it out. He refused and put a glass of whiskey in my hand. I took the trash can, threw the whiskey bottle in it and the plastic cups and took the trash out. My brother then stormed off and my mum followed him. She later called me, demanding an apology for disrespecting my brother like that. My dad said I was being overly sensitive, and some of my other family members also agree. Am I the jerk here? Obviously not. Are you kidding me? You're giving someone who was an alcoholic and therefore is still an alcoholic, because being an alcoholic, you can never really leave that behind. You're still addicted to alcohol, even if you don't have it anymore. A bottle of whiskey for their birthday. And then saying, come on, everyone, let's do some shots. Are you mad? What's shocking here is just your entire family's reaction to this. Like, they should be saying to your brother, what are you doing? Leave immediately. Are you joking? You know how much alcohol has ruined not just OP's life, but his family's life as well. I mean, look, his daughter's just had a panic attack, for God's sake, because of the smell. That shows how incredibly impactful alcohol has been on this family. Yet you still bring it to his birthday party? Wow. Am I the jerk for not wanting my husband to go to his ex's funeral? I'll admit, I'm biased right off the bat. I couldn't stand her. I call her his ex to myself and others. He called her his friend. We're all in our early 40s, and she died recently, an aneurysm. I've been with him for 10 years now, but he'd known her for 20 plus. The way he tells it, they were friends in college, decided to date, got married, and then realized they weren't a great couple and decided to just be friends. All that happened years before I met him. He was clear early on that she was important. A couple of months into dating, it came up that his friend was actually his ex-wife. He explained the above to me, saying she was one of his closest friends and that it was purely platonic. I expressed some discomfort at him being so close to an ex, and he told me, "That's fine. If you have a serious issue with it, let me know now and save us some time. I'll choose her. I like you and all, but I've known her for over 12 years, and she is one of the most important people in my life. You'll have to be okay with that if you want us to be a thing." When we were engaged, I asked again. He gave me this perplexed look and asked, "Why would us getting married affect my friendships?" I sucked it up and went along. I resented every moment of knowing her, especially when we had to be social. She understood some part of him that I couldn't. Her husband was friends with mine as well, so it's not like I could use him as an angle. Oh wow, that is a horribly malicious comment, I've got to say. He'd have lunch with the ex, they'd go to their geeky movies, and whatever. The few times I brought it up, he said, "We had this conversation before, and you had your chance to back out." She died after they had lunch the other day on the way to her car. He spent a bunch of time crying, but honestly, I was relieved. He was working with her husband on funeral planning. I told him, "You don't think you're going, do you?" This is my argument summed up. She's dead, so she's not a factor anymore. He doesn't get to use his "she's my friend" excuse since she doesn't exist anymore. He had his cry for a couple of days. He gets to be done with mourning her already. There's no need for him to go to her funeral since I wouldn't want her at his. What am I reading? He was the angriest I've ever seen him when I told him that, replying that he'll be going no matter how I feel and that he's willing to burn this to the freaking ground while holding up his wedding band. Besides you, she was the closest friend in my life. Him, her husband, and my sisters are calling me an insensitive jerk over this, all saying that there was no romantic aspect to their relationship and that I'm heartless. Her husband went so far as calling me a ghoul for how I reacted. I never felt their relationship was appropriate, and I hid that for years because I wanted to be with my husband. Now that she's gone, I don't feel I should have to hide it anymore and can speak freely. So, am I in the wrong for just wanting him to be done with her and for him to not attend the funeral? Well, I've got to say, first of all, absolutely yes, you're in the wrong. And secondly, some of the language in here is nuts. I can't quite believe it. Don't get me wrong, I can understand how from your perspective, you don't particularly like this relationship. They're exes, you know, they were married and they're still great friends and it's annoying to you. I can understand that. However, your husband is right. He's given you so many opportunities throughout your entire relationship to be like, okay, this is too much for me. I'm done with it. But you've kept going. Now, admittedly, I understand that maybe you were like, okay, I don't like this, but I love him. I'm going to keep going no matter what. And you still don't like it. That's okay. However, some of the malicious stuff that you're saying here, saying that you're glad that she's dead, that she's not a factor anymore, that he's done with his mourning over his best friend other than you, and that he now can't even go to the funeral, that's insane. Even if you hated this woman, you didn't like her relationship with your husband, I don't really care. Ultimately, she was your husband's best friend other than you, as he said, and you're saying, no, you can't go to the funeral. That is crazy. You're definitely the butthole.
Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away, How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on.
Am I the jerk for not letting our kids eat my wife's cooking? I am a 34-year-old man, and I have a wife, and we have two children, a 4-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy. I work as a manager at a care home, and my wife owns a bakery with her mum. My wife cooks all the time because she is much better at cooking than I am. I cook sometimes. She is the one who takes care of the house, the kids, and chores. Yesterday, when I came back from work, dinner was ready, so I plated it up for everyone while my wife was washing her hands. My kids liked their food cut up. I was cutting their chicken into pieces, and it looked a bit pink. I told my wife to look at it, and she said, "It is a little bit pink, but it's fine." I told her, "I'm not letting them eat this if it's pink." She told me to stop being a baby and it's not going to kill them. I kept telling her, it's pink in the middle, they shouldn't eat that, they can get food poisoning, and that it's dangerous for them. She told me, if you don't want them eating it, then you can cook their dinner. So I made them cheese and ham toasties. I also made her one, but she didn't eat it. She told me she isn't talking to me if I think her cooking is horrible. Now I don't think it's horrible, I just didn't want our kids eating that. I told her to stop thinking she was right. So, am I the jerk? I mean, I don't know about this one. Surely the simple solution in this isolated instance of the pink chicken is just to cook it for a little bit longer. Just say to your wife, look, I don't want to, you know, be rude. You do all the cooking. You take care of the kids. I completely respect that and I'm very grateful for it. Would you mind, just to satisfy my inner, you know, worries, if we can just put this chicken a little bit longer? I'm sorry, but a little bit longer, just so it's not as pink. You yourself have admitted it is a little bit on the pink side, even if that's not going to really, you know, harm our children. And she probably, if she was a reasonable woman, would have said, okay, not ideal, but fair enough, I understand. However, you've gone down the complete wrong road, being petty, making a completely different meal, and not even letting your wife give her cooking to your children. Yeah, that's way too far, my friend. That's not the way of doing it. Now, this incident, on top of you saying that your wife is better at cooking than you, I don't know how that really works. I mean, just train, right? Practice. You can be a good cook. Like, women aren't born better cooks than men, are they? It's just, are you good at it or not? Like, practice it, my friend. Also, she takes care of the kids, and she just seems to do all the other chores. Yeah, it's not looking great for you, my friend.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are we the jerks for not giving our granddaughter the same wedding gift as our other grandchildren? First of all, this is my first post on here ever. I wanted an objective opinion and I have read a lot of these kinds of posts on Facebook. If I do anything wrong, please tell me. Oh, don't worry, I will. I am a woman in my 70s and I'm the grandmother to 5 wonderful grandkids, 3 women and 2 men. The last of my grandkids got married last October. My husband and I usually get them a small gift, usually the cheapest thing on the registry. Then the day before the wedding, we privately give them a check for $40,000. We prefer that they use it for a house, but we don't force them to do so. We also ask them to keep it private. We have a big extended family and we don't want them to expect it from us. They all honored this request. When it came to our youngest granddaughter, we bought her an air fryer. That was the cheapest thing on the registry and sent it in advance. Then she called us furious. She went off on us for being cheap and how she knew we had money, but that we didn't love her enough to show it by getting her something more expensive. We were horrified by her behavior. Then she went ahead and threatened to disinvite us if we didn't get her a better gift. We discussed it, bought her a china set, but we did not give her the money that was set aside for her. We decided that she did not deserve it. Fast forward to last week, she met up with her brother. They got to talking and she found out about the cash gift that he got. She asked her cousins and found out all of them got the same gift. She called us furious for discriminating against her. We told her that it was our money, and after how she behaved, we did not want to give it to her. She started crying, said that she was just extremely stressed and that we shouldn't have taken it to heart. We told her that we stand by our decision, but now she is refusing to attend Christmas, and her mother, our daughter-in-law, is calling us jerks. So, are we? No, absolutely you're not. As you said, it is your money, you can do with it as you like. And ultimately, you have done what you were asked to do in the first place, right? You know, there's a registry for a reason, there's a list, you've got something on that list. Why is she so upset with you? Maybe she could be annoyed, fine, like you have a lot of money, fair enough, she knows this. But because of her behavior, being entitled, being clearly very spoiled, you've decided not to give her the money and that's completely your decision. I mean, the crazy thing is that she cared more about the cost of the gift that you got her than your presence at her wedding. That is a bit nuts, you have to admit, right? That's nothing to do with money or anything like that. That's just her trying to get as much money. That just goes against everything that you'd ever want in a person, right? That's got nothing to do with your family, your relationships, that sort of stuff. That's just like, if you're not going to give me enough money, then you're not invited at all. Oh, and also, she called you furious once she found out about the lack of 40k, trying to force you to give her more money again. She didn't even learn her lesson the first time. Maybe if she'd come up with an amazing apology, you might have given her the money, who knows? But the fact that she didn't learn her lesson proves that you were in the right in the first place. Am I the jerk for upstaging my wife in our Christmas cookie baking tradition? My wife and I have a tradition every Christmas where we bake Christmas cookies and frost them with our friends. We then give the cookies out to friends and family and helpers. Every year, my wife would take on the bulk of the baking duties, insisting that only she knew how to bake them right, and only letting whoever is helping frost them. She always insisted on doing all the baking because frosting is the fun part and the only thing people want to do. Usually, this frosting and baking marathon would last until the wee hours of the morning and start around noon. Well, this year, for reasons that aren't relevant to this post today, she would not be available on the day we normally do all of this. She was sad that we wouldn't be able to do our cookie tradition. I said that I was more than capable of baking the cookies. She seemed to think that I was joking and that I could basically never do it myself. Well, I said I'd try, and she wished me a sarcastic good luck. Well, in the run-up to the days of baking and frosting, I start running drills to optimize production. Enter testing and tragic mistake montage. I started rearranging the house in various configurations, running tests on the dough we were using to see how long it took to bake and making appropriate changes while running it by taste testers, substituting ingredients for quicker bake time while preserving taste, making the cookies as thin as possible without compromising frosting ratio, canvas space for creativity, and or compromising structural integrity, etc. So, come the day of baking, I have everything down to a science. As friends and family come in, I give them the rundown. After a couple of hours, most kinks are worked out, and cookies are flowing out at a breakneck pace. Eventually, we start running out of material, something that never happened under my wife's aegis. We start making runs to the store for the necessary raw materials to fuel our mighty cookie forges. By the time we were done, we were exhausted around 2 a.m. We produced at least 5 times the amount of cookies that we ever had before. Well, my wife gets home a couple of days later and is weirdly upset. She insists the cookies taste weird, that we spent too much money, and that I was actively trying to make her look bad by making so much more than her. In truth, I ran blind tests to see if anyone could differentiate between our old recipe and mine, and nobody could. I also only spent 40% more than years previous, as I slotted in some cheaper ingredients and bought some stuff in bulk, and I'd absolutely zero intention of upstaging her. I simply had the goal of maximizing cookie production. She says that even if I didn't do it on purpose, that I should have thought about how it made her look to our circles, and that I've embarrassed her, and she actually called me a jerk. She's never called me that in all 3 years of marriage, so I can't help but think I am. So, am I in the wrong? And there we go, a little bit of a techie one to end with. I'm not entirely sure how I think about this. Just from reading your post, OP, and seeing how you sound, and, you know, trying to gauge the tone of your voice and how you feel about this entire thing through your words, I wouldn't say that you're the jerk. You sound like a nice guy, and you sound like you had good intentions. And ultimately, you did come out with a fantastic solution that yielded 5 times the amount that it did in the past, and everyone seemed to like it and have a good time, so fair play for that. What I would say, though, is that your wife is upset for a reason, and I think it's a valid reason. It is her thing. And look, maybe given that she wasn't going to do it, it's nice of you to take over it. And she could have been a little bit more grateful. But I do understand in part why she feels slightly upstaged, especially if you've made so much more and, you know, people are saying it's just as nice. I can understand why she'd feel a bit miffed about that. Like, it's a tough one because you didn't do anything wrong. And the way you did it sounds fun and competitive, which probably was exciting for a lot of people. But in your wife's shoes, you wouldn't want to come home and discover that the thing that you do every single year has actually been improved, or people have had more fun when you're not there. Like, that wouldn't be a nice surprise to come back to, would it? So I would say, look, you did nothing wrong, but maybe consider telling your wife how much you appreciate her doing it normally, how much you didn't like her being there, how much better it would have been if she was there with you, and how much you were missed, and that ultimately you'd rather have her and fewer cookies than more cookies without her.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.